Jim, welcome to Money Talk.
Hi, Bob. Thanks very much for taking my call. I've listened to you for many years, and I have a situation that I've never heard addressed before. I'm 75 years old. I've been retired for about 4 years. I find that my expenses, because of our real estate situation, are considerably greater than 4% of my nest egg. So I have about $3.5 million in your portfolio number three. We have a vacation property worth $1.5 million that we owe nothing on. We have a primary residence that's worth $2.5 million. The real estate taxes and the maintenance and the expenses on those homes, those properties we don't want to part with because of our lifestyle, we're taking about 8% per year out of our nest egg. And I'm thinking, okay, are we going to reverse mortgage those properties someday or just have to sell them when the time comes so that we, you know, can continue on?
Well, there's no doubt that you're taking an extremely high rate of withdrawal from your investment portfolio. The reason that we suggest a 4% guideline is because if you take more than that, you run the risk of accelerating the eventuality of running out of money. Now, a lot of this does depend on what the markets are doing. But the nice thing about the 4% is you should be able to get most of the 4% from income, because you get investment income from interest, you get investment income from dividends, and you get income from capital gains distributions, for example, in Model 3. All three of those are going to come in varying amounts. And most of that 4% withdrawal is going to be made up of interest, dividends, and capital gains distributions. Once you jack it up to 8%, there's no question that you accelerate the risk of depletion.
Yeah, so I guess I just have to plan on at some date selling off one of those properties if I do tend to run out. I guess that's really my only choice.
Well, I think that that's something that you could monitor on an annual basis, and that's what I would do. I mean, it's too early to say how things are going to go in 2017, but we certainly know that in the first 4 months of 2017, things have gone very, very well. I mean, I can tell you that our model portfolios are having an excellent year, year to date, over the first 4 months. That includes Model Portfolio 1, Model Portfolio 2, also the portfolio you're in, the Model Portfolio 3 Balance Portfolio, and it includes our active passive portfolio. All of the portfolios that have stock market participation in them are really having a good year through the end of the quarter. But, of course, it's way early to predict what would happen on a full year basis. But I think that's it. And as long as you have that second property that you can use as a source of cash, that puts you in a really terrific position. I do appreciate the call.